In the wake of a series of political corruption cases out of Albany in recent weeks, campaign finance reform has become a popular issue in the state capital. Among the proposals for reforming the way money is used in political campaigns is one from the Independent Democratic Conference. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the group is wrapping up a set of statewide hearings on their plan today in Albany.
Senator Dave Valesky of Oneida, a founding member of the IDC, calls their proposal the most aggressive of the overhaul plans that are now floating around Albany. And after a handful of hearings across the state, he says the one word that describes the public's view when it comes to money in politics is frustration.
As we think back to elections and the ads and the tremendous amounts of money that are being poured in, to candidates, to committees, from out of the area, from out of state, independent expenditures, all of this sort of thing. And people are frustrated.
Among other things, the IDC proposal would limit campaign contributions, create a public campaign finance system, and eliminate a provision that allows cross-endorsements of political candidates. Valesky admits the proposals might not have made a difference in the recent corruption cases out of Albany, but says if nothing else, it's time for a change.
We have not had a major reform of our campaign finance laws since the 1970s. We're long past due in terms of getting really serious about how our elections are funded.
The IDC is a group of four breakaway Democrats that share power with Republicans in the state Senate. The GOP is opposed to the public financing facet of the IDC proposal. Valesky is optimistic, though, in the coming weeks, negotiations on all sides will lead to significant election finance reform. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.